Moncrief on News Talk.
Kira Sadlier spent many of her formative years in Ethiopia, where people touching each other is far more the norm. In Ireland, we will hug or affectionately stroke our kids, but as adults, we seem to be awkward about it, perhaps not knowing the line between an expression of platonic affection and something that's a little weird, or worse. Kira contemplates all this in today's Irish Times. Kira, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean. Great to speak to you.
So tell us about when you were growing up in Ethiopia. How would people show affection to each other?
Yep, people are, even between men, physical affection is a normal sight on Ethiopian streets. So you'd see men of all ages holding hands if they're walking down the street. Oh. And also they have a tradition called Gersha, where they feed people by hand. So a lot of food in Ethiopia is eaten with your hands. So, but as a display of kind of trust and respect, somebody will offer to feed you. So they're literally putting their fingers in your mouth, and you know it's an honor for somebody to do that to you. And I guess there's although people in Ireland are affectionate and we do shake hands or hug or so on, there can be times where we might not know what people's boundaries are. And I certainly don't think we would be comfortable, let's say, feeding each other. if I were to offer you, a tato and were to put my fingers straight into your mouth, Sean, I don't know how you'd feel about it.
You might need to buy me a few drinks first, kind of thing. Though I suppose you will see couples, if they're out having dinner, they'll try this. There's that to a certain degree, but that's more to do with the food rather than affection. Is it because we're all emotionally constipated in this country that we're so nervous about doing that?
I suppose so. I guess one of the things that made me start thinking about it was I was in a workspace in a canteen, and a woman was just making coffee at the for herself, and a man came up behind her. He was kind of new to the organization, and he put his hands on her shoulders and just said, "How's your day going?" And there could have been a dozen people in the room, and she just said very, she was polite, but she just said, "I do not want you to touch me." Mm. And everybody stopped talking. And I felt mortified for him in one way. He was just horrified. But in another way, I thought, isn't that brilliant that she said that? Because there's been so many situations in which I wish I could have said, you know, please, I don't want you to touch me. And I didn't, because I felt like I wasn't able to speak about my boundaries in that way. So, but, you know, when we went through COVID, there is an absence that or a vacuum that, if we aren't allowed to touch each other, people did struggle if you couldn't shake hands and, you know, you felt ridiculous doing the elbow bumps and so on. And we still did that because we had to touch each other we couldn't cope with not being able to make a physical contact with somebody on greeting. So it's difficult when you do want to touch somebody, but people have different experiences or things that they do or don't like. So even if you're reaching out to touch somebody on the shoulder, if you're passing them just to greet them or to give them a bit of comfort, you have to kind of second guess yourself now these days.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, but and you kind of relate a situation in a pub, and probably there isn't a woman listening or a woman in the country who hasn't experienced something similar where a man gets handsy. Now, that's clearly wrong. But that seems to be kind of, you know, a few drinks and I have the right to put my hand anywhere on you.
Yeah, and I suppose, and I sometimes would, you know, you'd feel like a hypocrite, because normally I'm a very tactile person. I do like to put my hand on somebody's back or wrist or whatever when I'm just talking to them or whatever. And then when this man started touching my wrist or my knee and then my thigh, I didn't want him to do it. And I struggled to say to him, please don't touch me. And I ended up hiding in a bathroom rather than just simply saying it, because I was worried about the way he would react.
Yeah, but that's in the way you describe what he was doing, that is slightly threatening. So it's quite understandable you might have feared what the reaction would be if you said, don't touch me.
I guess so, but I imagine if I had said, you know, would you mind taking your hands off me, that he would have gone, you know, what's on his mouth? And
yeah.
That, like something I would probably say if somebody said, do you mind, just don't cut my face like that when you're looking at me. But yeah, I struggle to find the boundaries even for myself.
Yeah. Though, could it be kind of an ancient connection where you have that touching has some sort of relationship to sex? That if you hug somebody, you mean something else by it.
Definitely there is that worry that that I've become more and more aware of, where if I went to hook my arm into a man's elbow, or if I put my, you know, if you're sitting close to somebody, if you put your arm around the back of their chair just for your own physical comfort, are they going to think that you're cracking onto them? And I think in a lot of cases they do, because we're not open with each other like that, really.
Yeah, I suppose. No, I mean, it's kind of surprising, though, that women can't be more like that with each other. Am I wrong in that respect? And that you often see, teenage girls, especially during the summer when they're over doing the language classes from Italy and Spain and the like, and it seems to be routine for them to hold hands with each other.
Yeah, there's something very innocent and childlike about it. I do hold hands with my best female friend, and I'd be very physically affectionate with her, but with other women, I guess as you become more and more aware of people's experiences and the sensitivities that people have, I'd be much less inclined these days now to reach out and touch somebody. I was recently at a funeral, and a woman had lost somebody very close to her, and she was so exhausted. I knew she was so tired of listening to people, you know, say, sorry for your loss, sorry for your loss, sorry. And I reached my hand out to her. So rather than grabbing her hand, I just put my hand out to her. And she was looking at my hand, and I was kind of, you know, using my eyebrows to will her to take my hand. And she said, what is it? And I was like, I just wanted to squeeze your hand.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, well, just for a second. But I was trying to find a way to show her my compassion without exhausting her with words, but it wasn't. That's not what she.
That's
I was glad that I hadn't. I was glad I hadn't just grabbed her like I normally would have.
Yeah, because somebody's texting in to say, "Bring back elbow bumps. Hugging is icky."
I don't know. I really missed being able to bond with somebody physically during that time when we weren't allowed to touch. And when I watch my children, I have an eight-year-old, I can see a change, but when she was smaller, she would bound, like she'd be like a puppy running up to her friends, girls, boys, whatever, and they were like little sumo wrestlers all over each other, just couldn't wait to be on top of each other and touching each other all the time. But I can see now as she's aging that they don't do that as much.
That's interesting. I wonder how that process starts. Do we do it to children that they are incredibly tactile with each other and with our parents? And then at some point that suddenly, I don't know if it suddenly stops, but certainly it does stop. And I'm not sure.
Is it from our teaching and are these you know, safe talks, and which are so important, obviously, and then realizing like, oh, touch has us as a second, possibly negative consequence sometimes. So maybe I won't run up to my mate and tackle them to the ground.
Yeah, which is kind of sad.
I know, because it's such a beautiful, gorgeous element of life to be able to touch somebody. And we can't always say what we want to. We can't always use words, and we don't always want to have to talk. So just having somebody touch your hand or your back or your face can say so much and make you feel very comforted or loved. But yes, I guess there's that current, that sexual undercurrent sometimes where it makes it tricky to just be very open with it.
Yeah. But even I would have thought touching somebody on the arm is safe enough and isn't really open to that much in misinterpretation.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's a thing which is not fair to a lot of people, but some people you know, even from looking at them, that you do not want them to touch you, that they're just a bit gross. But they don't know that they're gross, I guess, until you tell them that you don't want to be touched. But so it's not safe for everybody. It's not safe for us to assume that people don't think we're all leches.
Yeah. Of course, even by writing this article, you've put yourself in harm's way now, Kira, because you're saying I am a tactile person, except when it's you, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to be hairy now the next time I see a bunch of lads.
Kira, sending you hugs in a completely non-threatening botanic way, and thanks very much for talking to us today. That was Kira Sadlia there, and that piece is in today's Irish Times. We were not a touchy-feely family, says one texter, but one of the highlights on my wedding day was giving my dad a hug, because there are those kind of, I suppose, exceptional circumstances where you're allowed to do that. Funerals are kind of like that as well. I miss my kid wanting to hug me. When they were little, they couldn't get enough. Now I have to beg for a little affection. David says, in Qatar and Dubai, I see men walking around linking arms. When I asked about it, I was told guys do this there with their best friends. Also in Turkey, I have seen it too. Brazilians, says another texter, are incredibly affectionate to the point that Irish feel like the women are coming onto them, whereas their hand is just an extension of a smile. Though somebody else says, I don't love hugs, and my friends all slag me because I just stand there when they hug me. I don't engage. Someone else says, I teach primary school and all the little girls love to hug each other every time they see each other. It's lovely. And finally, someone says, I'm very huggy and tactile, but my partner is really not. We grew up in a huggy home and he didn't. Is that where it comes from, I wonder? Learned behaviour one way or another. It can be that, when learned behaviour one way or the other. Also, kind of what's the line? Sometimes women don't want to give their male partners a hug because, you know, that he might regard it as an invitation for more than a hug. But I suppose it depends on each couple.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.